Noah and the Whale. And stepping into the slot, which is normally reserved for our Boston correspondent, of course, Sarah Chase, and she normally has lots of things for rural TV, etc. Well, because Kelly Duncan Joyner was so keen to actually say, look, there's one startlingly talented stand-up comedian who is basically just, she needs to be on the show because she's just fantastic. She's going to go international, global. She's already had 10 years of fantastic stuff, from Mad TV through to breaking every kind of stereotypical rule you'd expect from a Miami lass as the whole thing proceeds. We're, of course, referring to Jill Michelle Million. Are you indeed there, Jill?
Hello, yes. How are you guys?
Very good indeed. Just wanted to check the pronunciation there. Is it Jill Michelle Million, or am I pronouncing that completely incorrectly?
No, you're closer, though. It's Million.
Million.
And but I appreciate it. So many people say McLean, and I'm like, where did you get the C? I don't know.
You say Jill.
But,
Jill.
Yeah, but you were close enough.
Jill, that's just basically impolite, and that's rude, you know. And I just think, you know, you should just slap them. You know, if somebody actually sort of says McLean, just say like, just, I'm just, it just doesn't occur. Now, looking at your CV. The CV is quite phenomenal because you've actually moved from actually standing in line with homeless, unemployed people to actually get your chance in terms of the spotlight to now becoming actually a fairly talented, very focused individual. And I have to say, when I looked at jillyonline.com, some of the material that I saw there, particularly the one which had the bleeps in, where there's all the relationship and the relationship scenario that you're dealing with, the guy comes in and there's a whole series of things that sort of you shouldn't do on a first date or to make impressions, etc. That was fantastic stuff there. But share with us, Jill, how has your life story taken you to where you are now?
It's taken me, that little thing that you have inside your stomach that makes you want to throw up, but then makes you feel like you have a purpose in life. That's what I followed. And I grew up in Miami. I left my whole family and everything. My parents were like, no, you have to stay, get married, have babies, you know. And I followed that thing inside that was like, no, I need to go to L.A. and this is what I need to do. It's so much like act and be a comedian. It was just like giving back and making people laugh and watching people escape from reality for a little while, whether it's through TV or film or through stand-up. And I really felt like that was my purpose. And, you know, the first 3 years I was here, I didn't know anyone, so I would stand in line for these open mics, you know, with homeless people, and just I would like, be like, am I crazy? Why am I here? What's going on?
The other thing, Jill, is, I mean, were those homeless people homeless? Were they just actually looking to get in out of the cold? Did they have talent? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously, I just couldn't walk out, you know, of that scenario. It's extraordinary, really.
Well, you know, here it's different. The homeless people here, they're not taken care of, like, health-wise and stuff, you know. Our healthcare is horrible here. So they really think that they're going to be stars. It's not that they want to get out of the cold. They really believe it, but they're at a different level of belief where it's not based on talent. It's just like, yo, I'm going to be a star, and I'm going to be famous, and woo, yeah, woo. And so they go up there, you know, and don't even do material. And I'm like thinking to myself, like, wow, if you were homeless and really actually did material, what a great story for Hollywood, you know, because they would run with it.
It's a possibility. Now, initially, Jill, when I was looking at the various things, I was thinking, I sense here a kind of lovely mixture of, on the one hand, Sandra Bullock, and on the other hand, a little sort of int of Penelope Cruz, and then probably a bit of Gloria Estefan in there as well, really. I mean, it's just sort of in terms of the zone that's actually there. But clearly, you know, you are the unique Jill Michelle Million. Becky, any questions you want to put to Jill?
I thank you for those comparisons.
Anyway, we have another young lady in the studio here who's doing a journalism program at the university and is one of our regular co-presenters. In fact, actually, Jill, she's returned partly just for yourself this very evening, really. So, Becky, questions for Jill.
Yeah. Have any of these homeless people been, like, quite talented? And have they made you quake in your boots a little bit?
No, none of them. Not one. No.
Oh,
as far as research for the play homeless person, then yes.
Oh, okay.
It's important. Miami is a place that is great. I mean, it goes through various sort of phases because, I mean, obviously Miami Vice in the 80s, you're too young to remember that, Jill, but obviously Don Johnson and company actually sort of had a whole series there. Currently we have, I think, the Joys of Burn Notice, which is actually based in Miami. Your sort of sense of, you know, LA is good, but, you know, if something cropped up, I might consider going elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. LA, I'm only here because it's the calling card. I look forward to the joy of them saying, like, you know, you have to go to Europe and you film a series out of Europe, or you have to go back to Miami and film a series there, or anywhere else.
Right. So
because
actually,
everyone here is
coming over to Lincoln in Britain is a possibility then. You know, it's just good. You know, I think we need that because, I mean, you know, we have lots of comedian routines, but we need to sort of promote the very best of American talent as well. Zombies. Something which caught our eye here. What is this thing, Jill, that you've brought to bear with respect to zombies?
Well, we were like, just, you know, because my brain doesn't stop, you know. And so one night I was goofing off with a friend of mine, and he's a producer and a writer, and we came up with this idea for zombies marriage counseling. And we said, oh, my God, how funny it would be, you know, because we're always laughing about, like, our families. Most of the people out here are single. And back home is people that are married and stuff. So I always hear my sister complaining about marriage, and I go, would it be hilarious if, like, zombies were at marriage counseling? And we just went with it, and Comedy Central bought it for Adam.com, and it's a little web series, and it's real zombies, and the people from Dexter did our makeup, and it's just, it's phenomenal, and we're just really talking like people, but we happen to be zombies, and every once in a while we, because that's part of what zombies do.
I mean, I know she's had a tough call, but initially when Becky came in today, I thought, zombie marriage counsellor? Possibility of all that worked our way through, but I mean, that sort of interesting line of zombie marriage counselling, it's got possibilities, yeah. I think. But Becky, your thoughts?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I think the principle of zombies telling people how their marriage should work is quite an interesting one.
The question I'd have to ask Jill, though, is do you ever advocate eating a brain as, you know, a way forward? Because zombies, let's be honest, they eat brains. Brain, good. Zombie, like brain. Look, various other bits and pieces. Oh, somebody was actually waving it at the studio. They're just cleaning the windows. Wonderful.
Absolutely. We eat the counselor in one episode. Because she just makes us mad, and so we do eat brains, and it's, you know, it's a delicacy. So
it's okay. I just wanted to clarify that then, because nice. I mean, I'd hate people to actually be listening to this either online or in any way, shape, or form, and think it's all very well talking about zombies, but they do eat brains. You know, that's the important thing.
You need to be aware. You need to raise awareness of the danger that zombies bring.
It's very much an awareness raising thing that we sort of come to the fore from that point of view. Moving dexterously onwards, we started off by obviously singing the praises of Kelly Duncan Joyner, who is always going to have our sort of place as being our number one LA correspondent. Others try. We've had Academy Award winning actress Shirley Jones. Shirley's husband, of course, Marty Ingalls, also regularly tries, etc. But Kelly's very much Amy Roche, equally up from that point of view. When you worked with Kelly, was it a case of, did you think, yeah, fine, this is okay, but I need a bigger agent? Can you get much bigger than Kelly Duncan Joyner's agency? I don't know. So that's a possibility there. But what are your thoughts? And you can plead the Fifth Amendment if you want.
Well, the thing is, Kelly is phenomenal. And I worked with her, and I had been with really big agencies. And, you know, because I've had some great success, and I went to the big names, and when I went over to Kelly, she actually did more for me than any of those big name agencies have done. And I still to this day tell her, when are you coming back? Because I miss her. She's number one, because you know what she does? She believes in the client, and when she believes in the client, she's gung-ho. And a lot of people here are about money, and if they don't see those dollar signs, they're not going to pitch you. They're not going to work hard for you. But she believes in talent, and she knows when you have talent, and knows that you're not going to ever quit, and knows that there's longevity. And she just puts her heart and soul into it. And I'm still waiting for her. You guys got to get her back. You got to help me get her back.
The campaign clearly actually starts here. Now, as with most wonderful artists, etc., you have an entry on Wikipedia. Now, as we also say, we say this to students, Wikipedia is not necessarily a good source. So I'm going to run past you. I don't know if you've checked out your Wikipedia entry, Jill Michelle, but this is the time where you can actually set it straight.
I haven't in a while.
But yeah, we can put the record straight.
Okay.
Or you can say, no, no, sorry, we're not going to work on that at all. So first of all, we actually have you as Irish Bolivian. Is that correct? Irish Bolivian.
That is correct. I'm
born and raised in Miami,
yeah,
so making you...
Yep.
Yeah, making you Cuban by association. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, because in Miami, everyone speaks with an accent like this. So I'm definitely Cuban by association. I mean, even the whitest people, like from Ohio, talk like this in Miami. So, but Irish and Bolivian, my mom's Irish descent, but grew up in Miami, so she's got the whole Cuban attitude. And my father's from Bolivia, so I don't, you know, I was destined, come on, to be a little crazy, you know, Irish and Bolivian. They divorced after they had me, so.
Yeah, well, they probably realised that they created perfection. There was nowhere else to go, so they thought, that's it, we might as well just wrap it up now and just pack in for the whole thing. Just a thought there.
I love you.
Steady, Jill. First dates, first links. We can't go too far in this particular area, etc. Mad TV. We have you down as joining the cast of Mad TV in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Has that been that long ago?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As a feature performer for the seventh season.
Yeah, was it that long ago? My gosh.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, seven and eight. You could turn around and say, no, it wasn't 2002. Wikipedia are wrong. It was actually only 2009. But I just wanted to check the dates, though. It was 2002 from that point of view.
Well,
and most importantly, from the point of view of can this girl actually kick ass, we actually have you here as having a black belt in Taekwondo.
Ooh. Mm. I do boxing, so that's well cool, Jill.
That's one of the reasons I thought it was important to put you both together, you see.
Yeah. It's the way forward.
You're a British boxer.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, the thing is, it's interesting is that I taught for years and stuff like that, and then I blew out my knee, and then just recently, about a year ago, no, October, was the first, I started running marathons. So I'm, like, back in the game, but in a different way, just because I can't compete as a martial artist anymore. So it frustrates me. If I can't do anything at 110%, then I don't want to do it. So I still have the instincts and everything, and I love boxing. Oh, I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
But marathons has been my thing lately. I'm just addicted to them.
Mm. Yeah. Well, of course, you know, we've got the London Marathon taking place this weekend. You know, I'm going down to London, not for the London Marathon, something completely different, but, you know, it could be quite an interesting scenario.
I can't say running miles on end is a big habit of mine.
Is it, Jill, a bit like Forrest Gump, where one time you actually sort of keep running and then one day you just stop. Exactly.
Yeah, I think so, because your body just shuts down. I think his bones probably broke at that point. He was like, okay, I'm done. I you know what it is that I find it, especially when you're so busy and everything, it kind of puts you in that zone, and you're like, you can escape from everything around you, and you're just in this zone, and it's something happens. I can't even begin to tell you, because if you would have asked me a year ago, you know, do you like running, I'd be like, oh, no, like, ew, you know, but now it's my thing, so...
You're an inspiration. Maybe in a few years I'll do the same thing. Or not.
Yes, we'll run a marathon together.
Yes.
It's like a transatlantic connection we're building here. Because the other aspect, I just wanted to clarify this, is we also have you down as performing in Washington, D.C. for Congress. So tell us about that one, Jill.
Really, they actually are, you know, they want to laugh just like anybody else. However, the show was amazing, but I did a lot of interviews also for a television show, because I had my own show on a show called CTV on a network. And I did a lot of interviews, and it was really interesting speaking to these politicians, because pretty much they just repeat themselves over and over. And so I just started asking, like, random, strange, crazy questions, because I was like, I am so bored. And when I would ask them, they would answer the same answer, not pertaining to anything of the question that I had to ask. And I said, man, they're trained. They're trained to just not answer what we need them to answer. And it was really, it was very funny. They didn't air it, of course, because, you know, it made, I think, the politicians look bad, you know. No, I can't.
Really?
You know,
politicians, mad. What? What? Outrageous.
I know.
The next thing you'll be saying that, like, you know, people went into Iraq for an illegal war with that sort of people say so. I mean, honestly, it's sort of bizarre.
Blasphemy, that's what it is.
Deary me. Oh, dear. Obviously, she's not pulling any punches in any way, shape or form here. Listen, Jill, take a few moments now. Do you have any musical artists that you'd like us to dig out for your good self? Because we're going to actually ask Mr. Computer if he can come up with a Jill Michelle Millian choice here. So what particular artists do you particularly like or you'd like us to sort of track down for you? And I'll give you a clue.
Oh,
go on. Yeah, artist, group.
Oh, I love V.D. Brown.
No, it's not going to get anywhere. Any sort of generic artist? Are we actually a generic artist, or indeed any particular sort of, I say any, obviously we're sort of bold. I mean, I'm thinking initially Britney Spears, but perhaps not, because obviously that was something which we threw out because Jill actually wants to do a parody of Britney Spears. But you don't have to have Britney Spears if you want it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of there, but then again, Britney's more blonde. I think that's the key thing. You have to work for that. Let's take it from the point of view.
Britney, I think if you guys go to my website, you guys can see stuff from Mad TV. My face actually does morph when you put any kind of wigs on me, and I look exactly like her. And Drew Barrymore, I was really known for, and it's kind of creepy when I watch it. It's like, ugh. Because, I don't know, I call myself the Gary Oldman of comedy, I swear, because I morph to everything. It's bizarre.
That's a definite sort of line, that, you know, Gary Oldman of comedy, the female version of Gary Oldman. I mean, if I'm looking at the Britney Spears track, and I didn't realise we had as many actually in here as I saw. I mean, we've got Toxic, we've got Piece of Me, we've got Gimme More, we've got Born to Make You Happy. It was a lot easier with Kelly Duncan Johnny because she just likes to actually have a little touch of Shirley Temple, which again we've sort of had to delete from the system, but there we are. Oops, I Did It Again. What's It Like to Be Me? You know, are there any of those which float your boat, Michelle? Or Jill?
Like, what do you mean, floats my boat?
Oh, she doesn't know what floats your boat. Pushes your buttons.
Provides an appeal from that point of view.
Those English phrases. I thought they were generic phrases.
That's it. You
Brits are hard to understand.
We're horrible, that's why.
All you need to do, when you're next in Britain, when we get you over here, you can actually say, "Excuse me, does that float your boat?" And I'm sure you will get
a bowler hat with a cup of tea.
Exactly. Many people thought it was all Dick Van Dyke. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? And that kind of Audrey Hepburn stuff. No, you know, what you really want to do is to bond with a British chap, you know, a British person. Excuse, does that float your boat? try it when you're talking about the royal wedding. Yeah, when you've got sort of we have the royal wedding coming up shortly. We'll be featuring that. Obviously, Kate and William will be there in full force. Will you be watching it, Jill?
I will be watching it. It was funny because it's almost like we're watching another reality show. I'm like, really? Like, that's what it's come down to. Mm. But hey, you know what? I'm all for it. You know, I wish that they would give us some gifts. Since we're all watching it, it's like we're there. Why don't we have some, you know,
cake.
Gifts to the wedding party?
We should have some cake, shouldn't we?
I think everybody should have some cake.
For the royal
wedding.
Yeah, precisely.
Feel a part of it.
We started off with that whole thing, and we sort of obviously need to go for the cake scenario. Jill, it's been absolutely fantastic, just shooting the breeze, so to speak. And I feel that, you know, we've got positivity. Once again, it's www.jillyonline.com. Two final questions. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic debut with us here on the Midweek Drive in England on Siren FM?
Yes, absolutely. I want to go to England, and I want to say float your boat because you guys are wonderful.
I think we started
it's
a new
done.
Catchphrase.
It's
you know?
Revelation.
We are rolling this out step by step. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to featuring you again in the not-too-distant future?
Guys are awesome. Thank you for
having me. Hi, Jill Michelle Millian. I feel we started off with a couple of satellite delays, but we finished strongly, and that at the end of the day is the best way forward. You know, it's sorting the way through. Jill Michelle Millian, many thanks.